Hi everyone, welcome back. Let's just continue our discussion of adjusting entries, specifically deferrals, and let's move to the next slide together. And kind of a definition we're used to seeing now. A deferral, one more time. A transaction where the exchange of cash, either getting or paying cash, occurs before recording the revenue or expense. Exchange of cash happens first, the action happens later. In this module, let's talk about a deferred revenue. We've already talked about deferred expenses, so let's talk about a deferred revenue, also called unearned revenues. Now, with our unearned revenues, what's going on here is the company receives cash. So we're actually getting the money. The company receives cash for services to be performed or goods to be delivered at a future point in time. We get cash first, we do the service or sell the good later. Now, the key point here is the cash that we receive in advance is not considered a revenue. The cash that we receive in advance is considered a liability. Why? Because when you take somebody's money, you now owe them that service. You owe them that good. So as soon as you take the money, you owe them the service or good. This money you get in advance, this unearned revenue, is treated as a liability. It only becomes a revenue when it's earned. And when is it earned? This is one you should be able to answer for me. Well, according to the realization principle, it's earned when we actually perform the service or deliver the good, when we do our end of the bargain. So to summarize, an unearned revenue or deferred revenue is when the company receives cash in advance for services to be performed at a future point in time. This receipt of cash in advance is treated as a liability. It only becomes a revenue when we actually perform the service. And that, in a nutshell, is the realization principle. Let's go to the next slide. And on the next slide, you can see the necessary adjustments for unearned revenues. Remember, unearned revenue, cash received in advance, is treated as a liability. We need an adjustment to recognize the portion of the liability that has been earned as of the end of the accounting period. So the adjusting entry will always consist of a debit to the liability account, reflecting the fact that we no longer have the liability. We've done the work. We don't owe that service anymore. So always have a debit to the liability and a credit to the revenue to reflect the fact it has now been earned. And you can see there in the T accounts how this would work. You have the liability with its unadjusted balance, the normal side of credit. When it gets adjusted, you need a debit to the liability to reduce it, and you're moving it into a revenue account. You've now performed the service and earned it. So you have a credit to the revenue to increase it. Those past couple of slides, crucial to your understanding of unearned or deferred revenues. Let's go to the next slide, and let's go back to our website problem, and let's do an example of unearned revenue. Here's what case D says. On November 1st of 1999, XYZ Company received a $20,000 advance payment for delivery services to be performed later. By the end of 1999, XYZ Company had performed 80% of these services. Now, before we worry about the necessary adjustment, let's just record the regular old journal entry at November 1st to reflect the fact that we've now received cash and we owe these delivery services. The regular old entry would be a debit to cash, increase cash because you now have it, it's in your hands, and credit the liability, unearned revenue. You now owe this company this service. You now owe this customer these delivery services. We know that cash is an asset, and we should know unearned revenue is a liability, reflects services we still owe. So to determine the effects of this transaction, getting cash in advance, well, we can figure out there is no effect on the income statement. There's no revenues or expenses. There is an effect on the balance sheet. Our assets, cash specifically, have increased, and our liabilities, unearned revenue specifically, has increased. And of course, the balance sheet balances. That's the regular entry to record the receipt of cash in advance. Go to the next slide and let's answer a question. And the question is this: do we need an adjusting entry at December 31st of 1999 relating to the unearned revenue? Well, my guess is you're all going to say, yes, of course. It's in the adjusting entries chapter. So, of course, I'm going to say, well, okay, why? Yes, we do need an adjusting entry. How come? Well, the reason is we've done some of the work. We have performed 80% of these services. We need an adjusting entry to reduce our liability and record the revenue earned. Reflect the fact that we have now performed some of the services that we owed. Let's go to the next slide and let's look at what adjusting entry needs to be recorded. To record the earning of unearned revenue, we'll debit the unearned revenue account, credit the service revenue account. And if you go back to the slide with the T accounts on it, I think you'll see it told you, always debit a liability, so we know unearned revenue is a liability, and always credit a revenue account. And we should know that service revenue is a revenue account. The effects on the financial statements of this adjusting entry, well, we now have earned revenue, so our revenues go up, which of course causes net income to go up, which of course causes equity, specifically retained earnings, to go up. The other part of this transaction, the unearned revenue, the liability, is decreasing. We don't owe these services anymore. We've performed them. So while our equity increases, our liability decreases. This allows our balance sheet to balance. No effect on the asset side, and overall, no effect on the liabilities plus equity, because you've got one going up and one going down, net to no effect. So we are still in balance. Please go to the next slide with me and answer this question. What amount would appear as the liability, unearned revenue, on the December 31st, 1999 balance sheet? Well, the answer is $4,000. We started with $20,000 of unearned revenue. We then performed 80% of the services, so we reduced our liability on the previous slide by $16,000. What we still have left, what is still owed, the $4,000. The unearned revenue represents the services we still owe. Even though we've been paid for it already, we still have to perform these services. We still have to perform $4,000 of the services we've been paid for already. Go to the next slide with me and let's go over a couple of important learning tips relating to unearned revenue. The first one, unearned revenue is a liability. It appears on the balance sheet. It might be a little counterintuitive. Despite the name, unearned revenue is a liability that appears on the balance sheet. Unearned revenue is not classified as a revenue account. It has no effect on the income statement. It does not affect revenues. It does not affect net income. It is simply a liability. It simply reflects services or goods that we owe because we've already been paid for them.